Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music. Interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. I'm Abe Beeson. Bill Anschell has built a reputation as a first-call pianist with jazz musicians around the Northwest for more than 20 years. That's a reputation developed on acoustic piano. But last year, Anschell released his first album bringing together synthesized sounds with real musicians. Improbable Solutions, featuring digitally altered piano and decorated with electronic sounds, was not Anschell's first experience with electronics as a musician. So, Bill, you developed an interest in electronic music at a young age?
I started with progressive rock, and then when I found fusion that had synthesizers in it, that was kind of the next step. When I was in college, I was in a rock band, and I had a mini Moog, and I was at Oberlin. If I could have majored in electronic music, I would have done it. The modern era came, and anybody can have a recording studio and all the synthesizers they want for like 10 bucks each. So I started doing completely electronic projects with no acoustic instruments. The best thing I did was actually scoring a podcast for KNKX.
That was for our series Forgotten Prisons about McNeil Island, yeah. So your album Improbable Solutions was your first to connect electronic music and live musicians. Can you tell us about how this acoustic piano trio plus electronic sound design came together?
So I totally cheated on this. My previous CD was the exact opposite. We went in a studio, it was like this, we didn't fix anything, we just played for a few hours. On this new CD, I broke all the rules. I actually pre-recorded my piano parts before I had the bass and drums come in. You'll never be able to tell by listening to it because they're still reacting to what they hear. And I could even react to the way they reacted to what I played because after they had recorded their parts, I went back in and tweaked the piano parts some more.
And Bill, the way you compose seems to really lend itself to this type of project. You never write at the piano.
Well, I have good enough ears that I can hear what I write in my head. A lot of people fall into playing what their hands want to play, what feels good, and I don't want that to happen. So after I write the tunes, then I go to the piano, make sure they sound the way I thought they would, or see if I can find any way to improve them. I do tweak them quite a bit.
Right. It's a bit more compositional than improvisational, but the improv is still there. Are there songs on this album that you aren't able to recreate live?
There are 9 tunes on the album. We do 5 of them. Mm-hmm. I picked the tunes that I thought we could do justice to. A couple of the tunes really are more like progressive rock. A few of them are. And we're not really the band for that.
Yeah.
me and my studio and then bringing other people in, that's one thing. But we're not a progressive rock. I don't think anybody here loves progressive rock, right? Except, I mean, I don't even anymore, really, except...
Well, I think it's a really cool album, and it's great to hear you leading a band. You're such a popular supporting musician. Do you enjoy playing the part of the star attraction?
I look forward to doing it because it's my music, and I like hearing my music. I don't look forward to really being the guy in charge. It takes your mind a little bit off of improvising and what you're playing because you're thinking, what am I going to say next? Or, you know, was that okay what I just did? I like the challenge of being a sideman. It's different every time, but I like leading a band because I get to play with the people I like.
Bill Anschell is a very well-liked musician. Check out his album Improbable Solutions and more than a dozen acoustic albums, plus his electronic experiments at billanschell.com. We also have an exclusive studio session performance from Bill Anschell's quartet playing music from his latest album on demand at knkx.org. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson. Follow KNKX for more studio sessions and stories connecting you to jazz and blues. Until next time, I'm Abe Beeson.